here we go. All right, everybody, prepare for the big snowstorm. Let's get. I know Tom is not here. It's his mom's birthday. She's celebrating 90 years. She had Tom when she was in her 20s, so she's been regretting that moment for 60-some long years. 70 years. Do the math. A lot of regret. Let's open the door and find out who's coming in the door to find out who's going to be hosting for me. Hold on, get the door there. I got the... door closed. It's gonna, you know, there she goes. Come on in. Cherry, you're going to have to come up with three interesting facts about yourself because my boss listened in and said, hey, you know what? You don't explain who she is. She just shows up. You open the door. You play some Little Feat song. So at 3:47, Chris Martin, Sherry will share with us three interesting facts about herself.
Okay. Great. If I can come up with three, I have one in my head, but I'll work on the other two.
And understand that when people, men, listen to talk radio and there's a woman on there, they just assume you're 27, beautiful, and have, like, low self-esteem. So keep that in mind. All right, Dominic?
Well, those are the three things.
I like that girl. She sounds sexy. Think she'll date me? Yeah, I think she will. I think she will.
I might.
She definitely wants to date you. All right. The big story, of course, is the big storm. The forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches. But I always, when I was doing weather, I always thought, you know what? Just add some more inches because you never disappoint somebody when you add extra inches. Except when the extra hitches don't show up, then people do get a little upset. But I was the weatherman in Washington, D.C. You might have been
talking about
a
the snow, right, John?
Yes, snow. Yes. Doing what are you doing? Morning TV, radio in there, Sean. Were you in Washington, D.C. from 1990 to 1993?
I absolutely was, and I was a traffic reporter. And I can remember I was a traffic reporter on television. And one of the things that was one of the slogans behind the scenes was "Win with weather." Ah. So if you can keep people on, you know, hooked in with weather, you've got them.
Win with weather. Wow, that was good. Somebody came up with that. They paid somebody
a
for
consultant.
That one. Yes, good. So you might have been. So what stations were you working for? I'm just wondering if we overlapped and you had an opportunity to say something nice about my forecast or my ability to really weave a wonderful web of deceit on the radio or on TV regarding
weather. I do remember you, John. I was on WUSA. I was a traffic reporter.
Ah.
And you were on a kind of a morning show, though. It wasn't really a morning show. It was like a mid-morning show.
Yes.
With a lady.
And, Jane Carlin and Dave. Dave Lucas and Jane Carlin. And we had launched News Channel 8, which was in Northern Virginia, covering 24 hours of news, quote-unquote news. And I had to do... a weather report on that, and normally a weather report every 6 minutes because it was like a rotating wheel. And I was so bored that I would lay down flat on the ground in front of the chroma key wall. Mm-hmm. And then Jerry Jackson, the floor director, would say, coming out 5 seconds, 4, 3. And I used to try to jump up as fast as I can, like to see how could I wait to the last minute to jump up off the ground and still not look like I jumped up off the ground and be like, thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jane. Well, that high pressure system starting to make its way into the air. We'll start to see the winds begin to pick up sometime in the afternoon. Showers will start out around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but then cold air begins to make its way in. As we see that low pressure system sitting right here, that's going to begin to move some of that moisture back in. Cold air comes down, and then that spells snow. And at that point, I would just be like, yeah, because whatever those other guys were saying, I always added a few more because it's like people want the worst. Like, they're going to remember you for, like, when the other guys, remember Paul, no, Ryan, what was his name?
I know who you're talking about, but I remember, yeah.
Oh, I hated that guy. And
Topper Shutt.
Oh, Topper Shutt, he was on Channel 9, nice guy.
Yep.
Well over 4 feet tall, by the way.
Exactly. He needed a few more inches.
And I could have given it to him. And I used to, right, the news director would come in, oh, what are you calling for? And I go, what's Ryan calling for? Yeah, he's going 3 to 6. I was like, 3 to 6? Come on.
Wimp.
I'm going 5 to 9. He goes, 5 to 9? I go, no one ever does 5 to 9. He goes, where are you getting that from? I said, it's beating Ryan's 3 to 6, doesn't it? So that's the way I used to call the forecast.
I think it's great. And, you know, you were back in the era when you didn't have to. I'm assuming you're not a meteorologist.
Studying meteors? How often does a meteor hit the ground? That's what I used to say.
But it used to be that you didn't have to be the meteorologist. You could be the weather girl. You could be just the weather guy. And then they really upped the ante and you've got to have that degree.
Yes.
And that's when everything kind of changed.
You have a weather seal. And it would be down at the bottom left-hand side of the screen, AWS, Washington, or American Washington Society of Weather, whatever it was, I don't know, or AMS or something like that. So I said, well, I have a weather seal. So I had the guy in the art department make me a seal with a balancing a cloud on the end of its nose. And that was my weather seal. Get it? Quite literally funny. And then at the end of the weekend, Friday forecast, I would say the weatherman is not responsible for the accuracy or inaccuracy of the following forecast. And with that, I would have a disclaimer come on that my brother had written it was huge. And the amount of legalese in the thing was intense. And it would come rolling up like something you'd see in a pharmaceutical commercial explaining all. And my brother would put all that kind of stuff in there involving swelling and discharge. And that all came up there after I said, and now for the 5-day forecast. But first, a weather disclaimer from my lawyer. And then that would roll. So nothing but comedy, nonstop comedy, doing the weather.
Did you have a boss? I mean, between jumping up off the floor, doing that, making your little weather seal? I mean, did anybody rein you in ever? I mean, I find this a little hard. I used to get in trouble. One time I got in trouble on Channel 9 because I wore the wrong color lipstick. And you were jumping up.
I mean,
that's amazing.
But let me say, I never wore the wrong color lipstick.
Good for you. I never had
that problem. Here's your mayor telling you, look out, everybody.
If the weather forecast is accurate.
Oh, already sowing seeds of doubt. Way to go, Mary Durkin.
You know, we're looking at a tsunami like we haven't had for a while.
Oh, God. Don't give it a name like that.
Where we have a great accumulation in a very short period of time. If you see neighbors experiencing homelessness that need help, please make sure that they have access to and know how to get help.
Well, that was kind of, that's it. If you know anybody's experiencing home, make sure that they know how to get help. If you have a neighbor.
I guess you just bring them inside.
That was
well, then wouldn't you be homeless yourself if your neighbor was homeless? I mean, I don't know. It seems kind of strange.
So you're in a house.
Right.
You're in there and you look, and it's nice and warm and the windows are kind of foggy because it's nice and warm in there and you're drinking hot cocoa or something. And maybe there's some fresh cookies. And you look out and there's your neighbor out there in the street homeless next to you.
Right.
All right.
What are you supposed to do?
She didn't say anything else.
Just if they're experiencing homelessness.
You yell out the window, get some help.
Please stay home if you can stay home. Don't be driving because the roads will be treacherous. The plowed roads you still have to get access to those. And again, we won't be able to get to every neighborhood. So getting to the plowed roads can sometimes be the challenge.
A couple things. One, I love days like this because you and I get to just tell weather stories. I'll share one. My mom was a contrarian, a God lover. In fact, even when my brother went in and said, Mom, because my mom hit her head, she had Parkinson's and she's laying in the bed. And my brother goes, Mom, the doctor says that you might be able to hear me. You can go if you want. The doctor says, you can go if you want. And then as he walked out of the room, he thought, oh, crap, that's the wrong thing to say to her. Because she was such a contrarian that telling her she can go, my mom was probably going, yeah, well, guess what? I'm not going for a long time. And she hung on for like 3 weeks.
Right.
WPBI-TV in Philadelphia. It was a Saturday. It was the early afternoon, and they're on there, and it's a big, big snowstorm in Philadelphia. And the guy comes on and says, if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. Stay off the roads. It's going to be treacherous. Winds blowing at 15 to 30 miles an hour. We're going to have gusts, and there's going to be snow, and it just, please, don't go out. The same thing Durkin just said, don't go out. Please don't go out. Roads are treacherous. Stay home. Don't get on the road. And we're like, the three of us, four of us sitting there watching TV, and my mom goes, get your jackets. We're going out. And I'm like, where are we going? The guy just said, don't go out. No, get your jackets. Get your jacket. Get your stuff. Get your scarf. Get your everything. We're going out. I said, well, where are we going? And Mom had no place for us to go. She's like, we're going. We're staring up at her. We're putting on our scarves real quick, like there's a house on fire. And she goes, we're going to the Acme. The Acme was a supermarket. And it was about 3 miles up the road. She goes, we're going to the Acme. I said, well, what do we need at the store? And she's like, we're getting stuff at the Acme. Come on. And we all marched out, the four of us, my mom leading the way. We're like, in the snow, big snow, and we're little ducks behind her following along, and it was not easy. And my mom's like, bend down, turn your face away from the snow, get your elbows up to block the wind. We're like, Mom, the snow's like darts in my cheeks, keep going, right? And we finally get into the Acme, and there's some guy there with a broom or the mop mopping up some place that somebody walked on like 2 hours earlier. And we walk in and he goes, what are you doing here? And we're like, my mom goes, we're here for jelly beans. We need to get some jelly beans because that's the only thing she could think of. And we bought a bag of jelly beans and then we walked home and she would give us jelly beans in our mittens and trying to eat freezing cold jelly beans. They'd roll out of our mittens and down deep into the snow. Leave it. Leave that one. We've got plenty more.
We've got the whole bag.
That was a red one. Oh my God. I told that story at my mom's funeral and people are like, yep, that sounds like Sally. She made a New Year's resolution in 2000 that she would play golf every single day, and it snowed like hell one time, and she painted her golf balls pink. She brought a shovel with her and she had cross country skis, and she went out there and she oh, boy, I didn't think I'd get upset. She pushed the snow away, and she played golf. I said, how many balls did you lose? All of them. I lost all of them. They're all out there somewhere in the snow. But she was never, never one to sit back. So when the mayor says, you don't come out, you're going to have to go
please out. Stay home if you can stay home.
We're going home. Out!
Don't be driving because the roads
check
will
the
be
jelly
treacherous.
Bean supply.
The plow roads will are. You still have to get access to those. And again, we won't be able to get to every neighborhood.
Yeah.
So getting to the plow roads can sometimes be the challenge.
Okay, I don't know what any of that means.
I think, John, I think in honor of your precious mom,
yes.
You ought to get some jelly beans today.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
and
sit there and eat them with your mittens. I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you going to make your morning dip in the water?
Did it
with
already.
The snow?
Did it already.
No, tomorrow is going to be worse, probably. It's going to snow overnight. It's going to start and really start in earnest around 10 o'clock, is from what I understand.
Yes.
So are you going to still do it tomorrow morning?
Now, Chris Martin, I will send you. Do you see the picture right there?
What is that? Oh, is that you?
That's not me. What do you mean? Boy, your eyes are horrible. That is a frozen lake.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went in this
you
morning.
In. How long did you stay in?
Wow.
I was in there for 4 Mississippi.
It's not bad.
No. I'm building up, and it looks bad. I mean, it is. That's like something. Yeah, that looks like an Andrew Wyeth painting right there. That is some serious snow and ice on top. It's still flowing. The water still flows. It keeps going. The air was cold. And even Dougie's like, you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to go in. I was like, no, I'm going in. Why would I not go in? So now I'm into my, I don't do shorts anymore. I do underwear, which makes some people uncomfortable.
Well, can I ask, boxers or briefs?
Both.
That together at the same time?
Yes. No.
Or do you alternate?
Briefs, but unfortunately there's a mouse that lives in my underwear drawer, and he has, or she has, I assume it's a woman mouse, has eaten away at all the crotch area. So it's sort of, it doesn't really matter what you have on. It's
that is so gross.
So gross.
That is so gross that you have a mouse in your drawer, literally in your drawers. I mean, wow.
All right.
That's
By the way,
awful.
How about the snow there? What's happening with you? Are you buckling down and getting ready? Do you have any great experiences with that Northern Virginia snow?
Well, you remember what it's like here. I mean, you know, if there's one flake, you know, it's white death. I mean,
yeah.
You know, people just think it's absolutely the worst thing in the world. We've had a little bit of snow this year, but not too much. I can remember, though, being on the air back in the day when if you did morning radio, you had to do 3 million school closings.
Yeah.
That's all you did all morning long.
Yeah.
It was 100 million. It was before the internet, so people didn't know if they were their schools were open or closed.
Yeah.
And that's all you did. I can also remember thinking I was going to get out of work, and they would come by and pick you up in a Humvee. And
oh,
they were
yeah.
not going to let you off your shift. You were going to do it no matter what.
People don't know here, but there in the East Coast, each school had a number.
Mm-hmm.
And you would tune into KYW 1060, AM 1060, and it would KYW. Sean, can you find that? KYW News Radio 1060, KYW. Look it up on YouTube. They actually still play the ticker tape with KYW News Time 322. And then they would say, following schools are closed. And they had Montgomery County, Delaware County, Easton County. They had all these counties, and they would just go, I guess, and in Delaware County, 300, 302, 303, 304, 306 is opening 1 hour late. 307, 308, and 309 are all closed. 310 will be delayed opening. 311, 312, 313, 314. And they would keep going and going and going. I mean, it was like, golly, there are a lot of schools. Delaware County and Delaware County, 189 will be closed. 190 will be closed and will not be providing any transportation. 200, 201, 203,
202. KYW News Radio has news you can use.
Jackie, weather forecast calls for showers ending this morning, turning by and very windy.
KYW News Time, 10:15, and now KYW Sports.
This breaking story just in. The United Nations, the crime rate will jump another percentage point this week. But a White House
and you think that's like old school? That's what it sounded like just 3 days ago. I mean, that they still use the ticker tape.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, still use the ticker tape. Still the same. And here's what we used to get. St. Aloysius Academy, which was school 500 in Delaware County, the guy would be like, and in Delaware County, 490, 491, 492, 493, 494, 495, all closed, 496, 497, and 498, 499. And then my brother and I would yell, yeah, like that. And the guy, 501 will be closed, 502. And my mom goes, I missed it. You guys yelled over it. We're like, no, it's closed. It's closed. And they never closed. St. Aloysius Academy never closed. They go right 499, 501 will be closed, 502. Never, the nuns never, I don't think they knew how to work a phone.
Wow. So the 500 never got there. Never got 500.
Never got there. We walked all the way up. One time my brother and my mom drove us as far as she could. And then she goes, can't take you any further. You got to walk from here. Get your elbows up. So we walk all the way up to school and we walk in the door and the nun goes, I never forget this. Stupid kids. Why'd you come to school today? That's what the nun said.
Sorry,
stupid
500.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid kids, why'd you come to school today? Because we're stupid?
Because we're stupid and we want jelly beans?
Oh, no. They would give us math sheets and old butterscotch little suckers.
Discs.
Out of the bottom of the nun's bag.
So gross.
Oh,
oh my God.
Between that and the mouse in your underwear.
I'm not feeling so good. Stop thinking about me in my underwear. Tracy Taylor. Right. Here we go. This is Keel Mortgage. 1-888-778-KIEL. The best mortgage company anywhere around. Sherry, which mortgage company are you going to use?
Well, the only one that you recommend.
That's Keel Mortgage. That's right. You would move here from Old Town Alexandria, Virginia.
Right.
Just to buy a house, just to use Keel Mortgage.
Exactly.
A little later on in the show, we'll hear about people that panicked, got out of their apartments because of COVID, and now they regret a $600,000 decision. So I have little or no sympathy for that person. I assume it had to only be one. Hey, Valentine's Day right around the corner. And whenever you think about the evening and the afternoon of love, you think about Charlie Brown.
Well, that's it. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Refreshments will be served in the back.
Are you sure there's none for me?
Yep, none.
All right. For some reason, Chris Martin wanted us to play that. And
it's because there's no Valentine's this year.
Oh, that's right. It all pays in. Right. Yeah. There's just in the back. That's all you get. There's refreshments.
None. You get nothing.
Right. But Chris plays that every year. So that's no big deal for him. Valentine's Day being canceled, apparently, Sherry. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah, evidently there are a lot of people that don't like Valentine's Day anyway. They just think it's a made-up holiday. It's kind of dumb. I love Valentine's Day personally. I like all holidays, but I really like Valentine's Day. There's this guy named Ryan Bailey, and he lives in L.A., and he's an acting teacher, and he wants to veto Valentine's Day. He says, during a pandemic, it's the perfect time because you can't go out, you can't touch each other, and it's only for Instagrammable moments. Girls are trying to impress their girlfriends to show what guys got them, and guys are trying to show them that they're good guys.
Yes.
So, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are also saying that are in long-term relationships that they've been cooped up with their significant other now for a year, and the last thing they really feel like doing is going out and celebrating Valentine's Day.
Mm.
So a lot of people are saying this year, because there isn't really an opportunity to go to a restaurant, there isn't, even Godiva is getting ready to close most of their stores. They have 128 stores and cafes, and they're getting ready to close them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a big, you know, sad trombone. Wah,
yeah.
Wah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, why do you like the day? Are you a romantic in that regard?
Yeah, I really am. And I just like it. I just like the idea of it's something special and you get something from somebody that you care about. I think it's really sweet. I mean, I really do. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Are you, I can't remember the terminology. Is he your husband or your partner or what is this guy to you?
Today he is my husband.
Okay, fine.
Ask me tomorrow, it may be a different name.
Do you expect something from him, and does a great big, like, 5-pound box of chocolates make it?
He's really good. He usually gets me something, but this year, because we are unfortunately still in concussion recovery, there will not be any Valentine's Day, unfortunately.
I think at this point, may I judge him? I don't know him, but I'm just assuming he's still milking the concussion thing in order to get around the Valentine's Day thing. Yeah, it's a great holiday. If you're in the middle of a relationship, if you've got that kind of going on, then it gives you a chance to really break out all of your imagination and homemade cards. But as things go on, then you have to get that other person to be like, yeah, it's just made up. Or every day is like Valentine's Day with me. That's the one I used to pull all the time. And then you just sort of just let the day go. But if, why not? Why not have one day out of the year where you take time to do something fun, romantic, frivolous? Why do people frown on that? They don't want to be manipulated?
I think it's that. And I think it's also people are lazy. They don't want to have to go out and do something extra. Of course, do you know about Galentine's Day, John?
No, I don't. Please tell me more about it, Sherry.
So Galentine's Day is for the single gals, and that way they can give each other things so they don't feel left out. So you don't have to feel like you need a significant other to be special. You can give your other, gal friends chocolate, whatever, Galentine's Day. And then according to this article in the New York Times, there's also for the non-binary group, Palentine's Day.
Oh, okay. By the way, you're not.
I know that warms your heart.
You're not supposed to kiss during this day. You're supposed to mask up and don't kiss. That is from the Seattle Times. And then, of course, there was King County Health Department told us during the summer that still continue to enjoy, kind of an afternoon delight, if you'd like. But head on down to your local Target store first. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't know if you had any audio on that. I didn't think that you did. Yeah, evidently, some suggestion that the best way to protect yourself from COVID would be to use a shower curtain.
Yeah.
Because masks don't always do the trick, you know what I mean? You kind of could slip, or they're, you know, if you're rustling around or whatever.
Yeah.
So why not take all of the, you know, all of the worry out of it, put a shower curtain between the two of you, and there you have it.
Now, I guess if you really want to play it safe, they didn't do this in King County, each person would put on their own shower curtain.
You could do that. I wonder if you should also wear a shower cap.
You'd have everything covered. Cover yourself up entirely. On Wednesday or Tuesday, Rachel Bell came on and she was talking about Valentine's Day. And then I said, well, the thing about Valentine's Day is if you go back to the original, here's how it all started. Men would take the hides of goats and dogs And then women would line up and the men would take turns. The women step forward and the guys would hit them with the goat skin or the dog skin. And the women, it was apparently it was supposed to make you more fertile. And then the women would then turn and then get out of line. And then the guys would go over and then date them for like 20 minutes or something. So I told Sean, I text Sean, Sean, you have to own this. I said, hey, give me Al Green. Let's get it on. Uh-huh. And then I need the sound of a whipping sound.
Yeah.
Well, what? Where was the breakdown in communication?
Well, the breakdown was that your phone auto-corrected whip to wipe.
Yes.
And so I had Al Green playing with some wiping sound effects.
Something that can make you do wrong.
So sort of like...
make you do right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but sexy. That's hot.
Why,
really.
Why do I have to own that, John?
I like it.
That's your phone's stupid mistake.
They are suggesting...
Can you hear the wiping?
Yeah, I hear the wiping.
Wow. And I'm like, Sean, whipping. They're whipping the girls with the dog skin. Oh, I thought you said wiping. If you listen closely, you can hear Al Green and then wiping sound. And it's like...
I may need a shower curtain. That's hot. I really like it.
You're welcome.
Tracy Taylor.
Why does this always get weird on a Friday? I don't know.
It's Sherry. She's the one.
Yeah,
it's her 24-year-old hormones. They're all running crazy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
No. You're the one that brought up the shower curtain first.
That's King County Health Department. All righty. It is a Friday. You write to us at mynorthwest.com. You text us well at 98973. A bunch of stories we will get to. Those of you turning the Tom and Curly Show, hey, where's some news? Let's hear about Andrew Cuomo and Biden and Trump, and we get all that. But in the meantime, as you prepare for the big snowstorm, I asked Sherry, because people are like, who's this Sherry person filling in for Tom? I like her. She seems nice, but you don't know anything about her. Isn't there some way that you can introduce her? And I thought, I don't want to take like a bunch of time. You know, now joining us, and every time we come back, it's like, and here's Sherry filling in for Tom. So I thought we'd give you a crack at this. I asked for what I want, three interesting things about you.
Okay.
Do you, are they interesting?
I mean, that's, you know, in the eye of the beholder, but I'll try.
I'm going to play some happy, fun background music, simple ukulele. I mean, you're not going to get into something like really sad, like, you know, like depressing, are you?
No.
Okay, hang on.
I mean, I hadn't planned on it. I've got depressing things, but no, these are upbeat things. These
because
are
I want
things.
You to be talking about like some horrible experience while I'm playing this.
No. Okay. Oh, this is sweet.
Three
okay,
fun facts
like
about
it.
You. Here we go.
All right. I once was something called the White House announced trainer. And what that is every time the president appears somewhere, there's sometimes military personnel or other people that have to announce the president. So my job was to train people to say, and a lot of them English wasn't their first language, to say,
okay,
ladies
hold on.
And
you
gentlemen.
You teach Sean this. You ready? Sean, get ready. As soon as you can
okay,
do
ready?
It. One
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States.
Then I say that?
Yeah.
Ladies and...
She's a terrible instructor. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Okay, all right, okay. I once put together a volunteer in the...
Hold on a second. How hard is it to teach somebody to say that? Is that difficult?
Well, it was other stuff, too. Like, you taught people how, you know, because if there were foreign dignitaries or things like that, you had to teach people how to pronounce things properly and things like that. It was a lot about diction and enunciation and things like
and
that.
And when they really screwed up, you're like, oh, that looks bad on me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course. Yeah. But I blame myself for everything anyway.
Okay.
All right. For the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they don't have any volunteer programs. Volunteerism isn't something that they know anything about. So I put together with a group of people a volunteer program. It was a $50 million project to start volunteerism in Saudi Arabia, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
How about that?
Yeah. So there.
No,
and,
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the final thing is that I am double jointed.
Ah. So
I am double jointed. My arms are double jointed. My legs are double jointed. And I think they call that hyperextendability now.
Yes, now they do. Yeah, that's more politically correct.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because it's not fair to people that are single jointed. You don't want to keep pointing out the inequity of your double joints. When you say, so your elbow, can you put them down on the table, put your wrist forward, and then like you extend the elbow so it bounces kind of further out than straight down? Is that what it is?
Exactly. And I can also twist it and then it sort of unwinds. So it was really a big deal in like third grade. And I can remember Jody Gilbert could put both legs behind her head because she was double jointed too. And I could only get one leg behind my head, but I had the double jointed arm. So I kind of had a little bit more, you know, street cred.
I would think Jody had it over you. Just saying.
I figured you'd think that. Why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh, there's the dog. That is Tracy Taylor's dog in the background.
That's Clark, John. That's Clark.
It's Clark the dog.
Clark, mm-hmm.
What's Clark trying to tell us, by the way, with the barking?
He just wanted to say hello.